Lamarckian Tale, Episode 6. Nontuk Yak, Nontuk Yaksa. This is really what would be officially perhaps classed as the opening scene, or the final prelude to the beginning of the Lamarckian, which, as I've already declared, is based on the hermit Valmiki's Ramayana. And this is the scene where Patnarai, Vishnu avatar, gets to appear as a nimitta of Apsara Deva Teb Apson, which is a dancing female deva, to enchant Nontuk Yak. And this is a tale where both of them become intertwined in a karmic battle of good against evil between gods and men, interwoven. And where the story of the Lamarckian begins after this scene, with birth of the demon Yaksa Totsagan and Prince Rama Parahan. And so Nontuk Yak actually becomes reborn as Totsagan, the demon Totsagan, the Yaksa Asura, the king of Lanka. Lanka, which can be perhaps compared with Sri Lanka, and is seen by many as to represent Sri Lanka, but not necessarily. It is up to your own studies, I believe. And so, before Totsagan and Parahan came to be born, and the Lamarckian began, they had their previous incarnations, and Parahan, as I have already also explained, is a manifestation and one of the 10 avatars or reincarnations of the messiah-like Vishnu avatar Patnarai. And so Patnarai is actually the real being behind the life of Parahan or Prince Rama, and that is only one of his 10 incarnations on earth. And the Totsagan is actually the rebirth on earth of the Yaksa Asura Nontuk, or Nontuk, can have both spellings or both pronunciations, it is said. And so Nontuk Yaksa is portrayed in Thai cosmology and Buddhist art as having a red tinted skin. He has no hair, and this is because he used to wash the feet of the devas who were climbing up Kograilad on Kailash. Kograilad, to the seat of the throne of Praisuwan, or in Vedic mythology, the god Shiva, to ask for blessings. They would pass by Nontuk. Nontuk would faithfully wash the feet of the devas, but the devas used to make fun of him and to goad him and try to bother him and to make fun of him, and they would pat him on the head and even knock him on the head with their knuckles and pull his hair out, and he would just faithfully perform his duty for Praisuwan Siwate Shiva, wash the feet of the devas. So one day Nontuk Yak was getting very, very tired of this, and he decided that he was going to perhaps think about going to see Praisuwan and to ask for a blessing himself to put an end to all of this bothersome bullying and goading and pulling of his hair. He had suffered so much that there was hardly a hair left on his head. So as Nuntuk became very weary, as his face became sore and red from being slapped, and his bald head was full of sores from all of the hairs being pulled out of his head and the bald sores being slapped by the devas, he then thought he would go up to see Paisuan on Mount Grailat, and so he climbed up the stairs of heaven, past the celestial palaces and the other devas, and performed Busha and Tun Fao, attended and begged Paisuan, and he was crying and weeping and mourned that Paisuan had never ever given him even a single blessing ever. Paisuan then said, "If I give you a blessing, you must promise not to seek any kind of vengeance or act out of anger or sadness through your misery." And so Nuntuk bent down and promised and pleaded that he would like to have a diamond finger, and that wherever he would point it, or whoever he could point it at, would be instantly annihilated and die. Paisuan thus gave him this blessing of the diamond finger and bestowed it upon Nuntuk. And so Nuntuk then returned back to the lake at the foot of Mount Grailat and sat there in meditation with a smile on his face. And the devas came to have their feet washed as usual and began to make fun of him, just as they did every day, slapping his head and pulling their hairs out and slapping his face and flicking his ears. But this particular day, Nuntuk was very angry, and he could not stand it anymore. And this day, Nuntuk then rose his diamond finger into the air and pointed it at the devas who were making fun of him, and annihilated all of them in one burst of flame that emitted from his diamond finger, and so many of the devas were killed instantly. Prahim, the god Indra, saw this happening and went to inform Paisuan and told him about Nuntuk pointing his diamond finger and killing all of the devas around the heavens and terrifying all of the celestial inhabitants of that realm. And so Paisuan then commanded Pranarai, Vishnu Avatan, to annihilate Nuntuk, however, in whichever way possible. Pranarai then transformed himself into an Apsara Deva, a celestial nymph, and went to wait for Nuntuk in the path which Nuntuk would have to travel along on his way. When Nuntuk saw the celestial Apsara nymph, he walked over and began to flirt with her. And she said she was a dancing nymph, and that she would only fall in love with whoever could dance as well with her as she could with them. And so Nuntuk promised that he would perform the dance and not miss a single step, taking the Apsara maiden and her lead. And so partner I, disguised as the Apsara maiden, began to perform various postures of the dance until he came to a posture which was known as the Nag Mohan Han, the Naga coiling his tail. And in this particular position, one must point towards one's leg. And so Nontok pointed with his diamond finger over his leg and amputated it with the beam of light which emitted from his diamond finger and fell to the floor. Pratna Rai then transformed back from the Apsara maiden into his traditional form of godliness and stood upon Nontok's chest and held him down to the ground. Nontok cried out and said, "Oh, what trickery! If it were not for the trickery, and that you were the god Vishnu, you would not have tricked or beaten me. But Vishnu, Narai, Avatar, looked down upon Nontok and said, "In that case, I shall cut off your head, and you shall be reborn as a demon with 10 heads and even 20 arms, and I will be born as a mere man with a bow and an arrow, and I shall still kill you and conquer you as the demon Totsagan, and I shall be born as Prince Rama, Param." And then Patna Rai, Vishnu Avatan, sliced off Nontok's head and sent him to be reborn on earth as Totsagan.